James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. We are at the Joseph characteristic tonight. Lesson 11. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8 says, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." And may the Lord add his blessing to his word this evening. Jacob in Genesis chapter 49 prophesies over his 12 sons. He comes to Joseph in verses 22 and 23. And as he prophesies, he says, "Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him." And yet we know that Joseph in his life, he was fruitful. And that is the Joseph characteristic. The Joseph characteristic is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. James tells us that if we are patient, we will be able to bear the precious fruit. Jacob told us that his son Joseph was a fruitful person. Jesus in John chapter 15 tells us how we are to bear fruit. And James is saying to the sons of spiritual Israel in these last days, let's be like Joseph. Let's be fruit bearers. Let's bear fruit. And we have talked over and over again about how the key word in the book of James is patience. And here we see it in James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. "Be patient, therefore, brethren." Later on in that verse, "and hath long patience for it." And then in verse 8, says, "Be also patient." And so three times in those two verses, we find that key word again, the word of patience. And we know that patience is required that we might bear precious fruit. When you plant the seed in the ground in the spring, you have to patiently wait for that seed to take root and to spring up and grow. And then sometime at the end of summer or early fall, you begin to reap the harvest. But there's this time where you need to patiently let the seed sit and grow and do its work before you can reap its harvest. Number one in your outline is the law of the harvest. The law of the harvest. Jesus said in John chapter 12, verses 24 and 25, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it," has to die to it. "And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." That's the law of the harvest. The law is that life comes out of death. The husbandman and the farmer put the seed into the ground, but the seed goes through a death experience. The seed has been planted in the ground and then it's had dirt piled up on top of it, covers the top of it. The seed is buried. In the natural, we could say, how could fruitfulness come out of a situation like that? After the seed is put in the ground and buried, how can fruit come from that? And in our lives, many times there has to be the death of a vision before we see our goals and our visions and our dreams come to pass. Many times we go through that death experience where we think, you know, it's never going to be a reality. And as we begin to see the death of the vision, God will later on supernaturally bring about new life in that vision. And the self in our life has to be taken out and it has to be buried if there is going to be any productivity or if there's going to come any fruit from our lives. And it appears, though, that the clod after clod of dirt just keep piling up and everything seems to be going wrong. And how are we ever going to make it? This is the process that we go through in order to be fruit bearers, to be fruitful. And I want you to know that there is coming a harvest. You will be experiencing a harvest. You will have fruit come from your life if only you are patient. If you don't become weary in doing well, there will be fruit in your life. The hard thing to do is to wait for God's timing and to be patient for this fruit to come to pass. Number two in your outline is the vision for harvest. The law is life comes out of death. To the vision for harvest, verse 7 tells us that the husbandman, he waiteth. He waits for the precious fruit of the earth. The word wait there has the idea of expectation. And I believe the husbandman is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the one who told us that the fields are already white unto harvest, and that we should look up and see the harvest. And at the same time, we need to have an earnest expectation for the harvest, that there's going to be a harvest. We expect the harvest. We expect fruit to come from our life. And if you have patience and if you will let God work in your life, then you should expect to bear fruit and you should expect the harvest. I expect fruit from my life. I expect fruit from your life. The Lord expects fruit from your life. The Lord expects fruit to come from our life. Jesus says, I have ordained you that you bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. The vision, though, is to maintain an earnest expectation of the last day harvest. Number three is the fruit of harvest. God wants us to be fruitful. If he wants us to be fruitful, what is he expecting? When we talk about being fruitful and bearing fruit, what are we talking about? What does God expect? What are the different kinds of fruit? Well, what is the fruit of our lips? In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, the author says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Isaiah 57, 19 says, I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will hear them. So part of the fruit then is the fruit of our lips, that which comes from our lips in the form of praise, that which comes from our lips in the form of counsel is fruit. The fruit of our lips. That which comes from our lips in giving thanks to the Lord. God considers that fruit. The testimonies that we heard tonight were the fruit of your lips. Fruit that came from your life as you obeyed God and let him work in your life. There's the fruit of lips. There's also the fruit of life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. God wants the fruit of the Spirit evidenced in our life as we grow in our Christian walk and as we are patient and let God do the work that he wants to do in us. There will come from our life. It will be seen by others. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of our lives. We're different now because we're Christians. We're controlled by the Holy Spirit. We're different now. The trials, the tests that we go through have made us what God wants us to be. He is conforming us into the image of his dear Son. The Holy Spirit is living out his life through us. The fruit of life. And then there's the fruit of labor. The fruit of lips, fruit of life, and fruit of labor. Romans chapter 6, verses 21 and 22. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. God wants the fruit of holiness evidenced in your life. So as we allow the endurance of God in times of testing, and as we allow his character change to come in us, then that fruit will become the fruit of our ministry, the fruit of our labor, the fruit of our service. And it will be the fruit that Jesus has ordained. It will be the fruit that remains. So not only have evidence of fruit in your life, But the evidence of that fruit will give you ministry opportunities. John Wesley said, seek not a ministry, but the fruit of a disciplined life. Because if you have a disciplined life, if you have a holy life, you're going to have ministry. It's going to be there. There will be opportunities for you. And so it's not just the fruit that comes from our lips, that's important, but it also has to be fruit that's shown in our activities, in our life. But then there's also fruit that we use, that we gain as we labor together with God. As we realize that God has ordained us, all disciples, to bear fruit, there's to be no barren stalks in the vineyard of God. No barren stalks. Not a one of you should be a barren stalk in which no fruit hangs. We are all to be fruitful. Each person should be bearing fruit in the house of the Lord. And just, if you're not bearing as much fruit as you want to bear, just hang on. Be patient. It'll come. Just do what you should be doing. Offer the fruit of your lips. Seek to live out the fruit of the Spirit. Seek a disciplined, holy life, and fruit will come from that. There's going to come forth fruit in its season. Number four in your outline is the rain of harvest. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. Here's the part we're interested in. Until he receive the early and latter rain. Early and latter rain. Rain has a very significant part of what is being said here regarding the harvest and the Joseph characteristic of fruitfulness. Our fruitfulness has something to do with rain. On the chart in your study guide, you will see that the agriculture in Israel had an early rainfall. It would come in about the third month. The husbandman and farmer would be looking for that rain. He would be glad for it. The early rain there would soften the ground for the sowing of the seed. And then as they went through the fourth, fifth, and sixth month, the sun would become very hot and would cause the long, hot, dry season. There would not be very much rain during that time period. But then when the seventh month came, it would be a time where the rain would begin to fall once again. And this was a heavy rain. And it was known there as the latter rain. The latter rain was to ripen the harvest to final maturity. Now, here's what I believe happened. I believe that the rain began with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. And I'm praying that God would send a latter rain that begins in these last of the last days, and that we will have a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a greater harvest than we have seen at any other time in Christian history. That there would be a tremendous move of God, a sovereign move of God, a great revival that takes place. And as you read the book of Revelation, you see that even in the tribulation period, there is going to be a great revival. A great revival will once again take place. I pray that it begins even now, that it begins in our lives and in our ministry opportunities, that God would just pour out His Holy Spirit again upon us, and that there would be a great harvest at the end of this age. As we look at this, we see the nature of rain. What am I talking about when I'm talking about rain? Well, interestingly, in Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3, we find that the rain talks about God Himself. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. God is coming. And in His presence, and His presence is spoken of as being the rain. The rain. Job chapter 29 and verse 23 says, tells us to open our mouths wide for the rain and they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Spiritually speaking, we should open our mouths as wide as possible so that God would be able to rain upon us with His presence. God would be able to fill us to overflowing with the rain of His presence. So what is the rain that we need? The rain is God Himself, His presence in our midst and in our lives. And we should have the correct response to rain. First of all, to thirst for it. Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. So if you will drink in the early and latter rain, then according to this verse, you are going to be dressed and you're going to be blessed. If the more of the Lord we have, the greater awareness of His presence that we have, and if we drink in Him, we drink of His Spirit, God says that I will dress you and I will bless you. However, there is a warning that goes with that in verse 8. Hebrews 6:8, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Don't be a briar, or don't be a thorn. Sometimes we hear people say, well, he or she was a thorn in my side. Don't be like that. Don't stick to people and cause them trouble, condemn, judge, and criticize. Instead, be a fruitful vine. Let the precious fruit come into your life. So what should we do with this rain? What should be our response? We should, number one, thirst for it. Number two, we should pant after it. Pant after it. Psalm 42 in verse 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Pant actually means to bray. It was much like the death throes of an animal. It was dying of thirst. It must have water, or it will die. The psalmist said, that's how much I sought God. I've just felt that if I didn't have God, if I didn't have more of God, I would die. I wouldn't make it. The Lord wants us to have that desire in our spirit. Are we saying, Lord, I want to spend more time with you? Lord, I want to get closer to you. Lord, I want all of your presence. Lord, I want you to rain upon me like you've never rained upon me before. Lord, I want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit to overflowing, that it would just inundate me and flow out of me, that it would be a river that would reach other people. The husbandman is waiting for that precious fruit to come from your life. It'll come to you as you receive the early and latter rains. It will come to you as you open yourself up and let the Lord fill you with His Spirit and with His presence. Can we bow for prayer? Heavenly Father, it is our desire to bear fruit, that we might be like Joseph, that we might bear fruit. Lord, the law of the harvest is that life comes out of death. And tonight, Lord, we die to self, that life, your life, might come through us. As a seed that's planted in the ground, Lord, we die that our lives might be multiplied to bring honor and glory to you. Lord, please send the rain upon us. Please send more of your presence. Lord, we thirst for it. We pant after it. Fill us, Lord. Draw us closer to you, that fruit might come out of our lives and bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ, whom we serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sowing in the morning.
morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth in weeping, sowing for the master, all that loves his sinners, feareth death and grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Amen. The trials in your life, the trials that you're going through now, if you do it, take it patiently, they are designed to bring fruit out of your life and out of your ministry. So let the Lord have his way. Let him do his work in your life. You might be a fruitful Christian on which hangs beautiful, precious fruit. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we again thank you for this time. May we leave here tonight with a spirit of rejoicing, knowing that whatever is happening in our lives, whatever season we are in, eventually we are going to bear fruit for you. We can rejoice in that fact tonight. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.